Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're zeroing in on a single statement, but one that's really reshaping how business gets done, especially if you're selling anything. It's this: digital tools help sellers track market interest in real time. Now, that might sound simple, but it's actually a really profound insight from our source, excerpts from real-time market tracking for sellers. And our mission today is basically to unpack that, to see what it really means for you strategically.
Exactly. I mean, for anyone in today's markets, understanding buyer behavior is, well, it's always been crucial, right? But what's truly transformative here is the immediacy that these digital tools now offer. It takes us beyond just knowing what happened yesterday. Now it's about understanding what's unfolding, like right this second.
Okay, so let's dive straight into that then. The statement kicks off with digital tools.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for our audience who follows this stuff, we know we're not just talking about, you know, basic software programs. Mm-hmm. What kind of advanced capabilities are we really talking about here? What can these tools do now that was maybe impossible even a decade ago?
Well, that's a great point, because digital tools here isn't just about making old processes faster. It's really about enabling entirely new kinds of intelligence. We're talking sophisticated platforms, often leveraging machine learning, AI, analyzing these huge, messy data sets. They can look beyond just simple sales numbers. They can spot trends just as they're starting, maybe predict demand shifts, or even, you know, gauge buyer sentiment almost live.
Sentiment analysis, right?
Yep.
Or AI spotting patterns and how people click through a website.
Exactly that. Things like sentiment analysis from social media feeds, or AI recognizing patterns in browsing behavior. That's what turns all that raw data into genuinely actionable insights for a seller. It's a different level.
Yeah, that's a critical distinction. It's not just speed. It's predictive power. It's nuance. Okay, and who benefits most? The statement points directly at sellers.
Mm-hmm.
Why is tracking market interest so fundamental for them specifically? What core problem does this solve for sellers?
Well, you're touching on this fundamental challenge of market alignment. You know, historically, sellers had massive blind spots. They develop a product, launch it, and then sort of wait and see if people liked it.
Fingers crossed.
Right. And that often meant, you know, piles of unsold inventory, wasted marketing money, missed opportunities. This real-time tracking tackles that head on. It provides an immediate feedback loop. It's essentially about ensuring what you're putting out there actually matches what buyers are looking for. So sellers can cut risk, they can optimize their entire operation, really, and design offers that actually hit the mark. More often than not, anyway.
So it's replacing that guesswork with actual insight, connecting supply much more tightly to demand, which leads us nicely into the next part. Track market interest.
Mm-hmm.
What does that actually mean today in this advanced digital context? What kind of signals are sellers tuning into now that go beyond, say, old school market research surveys?
Right. So tracking market interest today is about monitoring this really diverse, sometimes unconventional set of signals. It's definitely not just sales data or surveys anymore. Think about specific search terms people use on shopping sites, or click rates on ads, the paths people take through a website.
How long they stay on a page.
Exactly. How long they stay, what content they engage with, even discussions starting up on niche online forums, or maybe even things like geolocation data showing store visits linked to a product search. It's about capturing both the really obvious intent signals and also the more subtle behavioral cues, all those little breadcrumbs that show what buyers are looking for or engaging with or maybe just thinking about.
Wow, okay. It sounds like assembling a constantly shifting jigsaw puzzle of consumer desire. And this brings us to the part that really feels like the game changer in real time.
Hmm.
We've sort of touched on it, but let's really drill down here. What is the strategic edge of real time versus, I don't know, getting a report next week or next month? And maybe are there different flavors of real time sellers need to think about?
Yeah, real time is absolutely where the competitive advantage lies today. If you think about it, in our world, preferences can change incredibly fast.
Wow.
Market trends can pop up and become saturated in, like, days sometimes. If you're only looking at reports from last week or last month, you're constantly playing catch up. You're reacting to a market that's already moved on.
You're looking in the rearview mirror.
Precisely. Whereas real-time insights, they allow for immediate adjustments, sometimes even automated ones. Things like dynamic pricing that shifts with demand, or rerouting inventory instantly to where it's needed, tweaking marketing messages on the fly based on what someone's browsing right now, or even just spotting a potential supply chain issue before it actually causes a problem for customers.
And those different levels of real-time.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Real-time isn't always instantaneous. It can range from true, like, streaming data think, live website traffic analysis, down to maybe near real-time dashboards that refresh every minute or two, or API connections that push updates just seconds after something happens, like a purchase. The crucial thing is that the delay, whatever it is short enough to let you make proactive decisions, not just reactive ones.
Okay, so putting it all together then, digital tools help sellers track market interest in real time. This isn't just about tech. It's a fundamental shift in how businesses can operate, isn't it? It moves sellers from just reacting to the past to actually anticipating, maybe even shaping, future market moves because they have this immediate finger on the pulse of buyer intent.
That's it, exactly. It's moving from being descriptive, saying what happened, to being prescriptive, guiding what happens next. And maybe that leads to a final thought. A question, really, for you listening to consider. If these tools let sellers track interest in real time, what does that really imply about how quickly buyers' preferences can now ripple through and influence the entire market? And conversely, how quickly can sellers now respond to, or maybe even start to steer, those preferences themselves?
This is a really powerful question to reflect on, isn't it? Think about how this speed, this precision, might apply in your own field, your own work, and what kind of domino effect does that create? We hope this deep dive has given you a clearer and a more strategic view of this really critical development.